Just want to explain, we mentioned we're talking about machine matzahs, different types of machine matzahs available. There's the standard machine matzahs, there's what's known as 18-minute matzahs. There's also something that's known as referred to as chabura matzahs. So what's the difference between machine matzah and chabura machine matzah? So to understand this, you need to understand, go back a step, you need to understand the 18-minute rule. The Gemara says the Iker Halach of 18-minute rule is that if you leave dough without being worked for 18 minutes, the dough will start to rise. And again, we assume that it's chametz. The Gemara gives certain simanim, but again, we don't use the simanim, we assume that it becomes chametz. Now, in the process which we make our 18-minute matzah, so we're working the dough. We're working the dough. So really, where's the 18 minutes come in? What are you worried about 18 minutes? Just keep going. You're working the dough. Because you're always worried, what you're worried about is there's a piece of dough off to the side which didn't get worked, and that's rising, and that's becoming chametz, and then it's getting mixed in with everything else, and that's what you're worried about. And you want to stay away from that possibility. But as long as you know that you're dealing with the dough, you know you're dealing with the dough, you don't have to worry about the 18 minutes. That's number one. Number two, you have to know, to understand this, that there is an argument, we'd said that a meal is a certain distance, it's 2,000 amas. And we assume that there's a time that it takes to walk, that time it takes to walk that distance is the time that we're dealing with. We call it 18 minutes. Not everybody agrees with that calculation. The Gra and others say that the calculation is longer than that, based on the Gemara where it's coming from. So the Vilna Gaon calculates out the time out to be a longer period of time. 22 and a half minutes is the time that he puts for the time it takes to walk a mill. So the standard, even the 18-minute machine matzahs do the following. They combine both shitas. So the first step is you put the water into the flour and the machine is kneading it. It's being constantly moved and being processed, etc. There's no need to start counting the timer from that moment. Eventually, it puts it through the process where it's rolling it out. Again, while it's rolling it, it's moving, it's shaping it. It's, you know, again, it's being worked with, etc. From that point in time, before you stop the machine, before they clean it out and they start the next process, they allow 18 minutes starting from that point in time onwards through the baking process. So many, many pieces of dough will be going through and being baked. And it's possible maybe one which is stayed in there, but before 18 minutes is up, they're going to take it out, clean it out, make sure that it's not there. And they do that. It takes about 3.5-4 minutes to get to that point in process. So anyway, they only adds up to 22 minutes. So your Mamonashach, according to the Gra, it's less than 18. It's less than your mill. It's 22 minutes. And anyway, even if you learn the mill is 18 minutes, it's still 18 minutes because the first part of the process, the timer doesn't count because you're working it. So they combine both things together, and they say from the time you finish the process of the kneading and the rolling, you have 18 minutes before they stop the machine. 18 minutes for the baking process before they stop the machine. And they calculate out each step of the process. By the time you're cleaning the baking part, you already started cleaning the front part, also was 18 minutes. So you always, every part is within its 18-minute window, but the whole process is a 22-minute window. Chabura machine matzahs take 18 minutes from beginning to end, and that's it. The same way they do by the hand matzahs, 18 minutes from beginning to end, and that's it. And that's what the advantage has, the chabura machine matzahs have over the 18-minute matzah, is they're stopping it even in a shorter period of time than that. I just want to clarify one more point, just understand this 18-minute thing, because I think people get a confusion about that. If you go to a matzah bakery and you see a process, when they put the water into the flour and they knead it very quickly, etc., and they shape it, they roll it, they put the holes in it, and they bake it, it takes about 3-4 minutes. The whole process. So where's the 18 minutes coming? It doesn't take 18 minutes to make matzahs. The point is, during the 18-minute period, they start the timer, they're going to make one batch, and a second batch, and a third batch, and a fourth batch, etc. Sometimes they can go through 8 or 9 batches in a period of 18 minutes. That's true. But they're not cleaning the bowls, they're not cleaning the utensils that you're using, and there's maybe a little piece of dough which is there from the first batch, which is sitting there, sitting 18 minutes and doing something to it. Not worried about the last batch. The last batch just started right now. The problem is that there's maybe a little piece of dough left from the first batch, so we need to clean off the people which are working in their hands and and covering over their clothes and covering the tables, because maybe there's a piece of dough left there from the first batch that you made in your 18-minute time segment. So the 18-minute time segment will give you time to make many batches of dough. And they make the dough with a certain, they have it all measured out, how they do, etc. Whatever amount that they're making, They're going to do that many times in 18 minutes, but we're always worried about there's a piece of dough there from the first time, which is still sitting there and rising. And so we get it by 18 minutes, we say, let's get rid of that. So we're not worried about that. We're starting totally clean. We'll start over again. So the same thing with the machine matzah. The 18 minutes, again, is not, the dough that you're working, et cetera, is not our problem. Our problem is that maybe there's a piece of dough which is sitting there, which has not been worked. And it's sitting. And if it sits and it rises, by within 18 minutes, we'll have a problem. Have a good morning.